You know what? I know I hang on to my priors, but I bailed on J.J. McCarthy faster than I ever have any kind of prospect, which should tell you how spectacularly he was failing. Like, I held on to Jalin Hyatt way longer than I did J.J. McCarthy.
Jesus.
Yeah, this is J.J. McCarthy is bad. Folks,
have they considered letting him know the plays the defense is calling before the snap? Worked in college.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 10 Do's and 500 Don'ts of Fantasy Football Auction Drafts. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with Tony Steele, Waleed Ismail, and Evan Hoovler. You've been listening. You know the drill. Today's episode is our last strategy episode before our Putting It All Together episode. And what this one is we are going to be talking about AAV values, so average auction values, and specific targets. And what we're going to be using is we're going to be using Evan's real data that he has spent countless hours putting together through real fantasy football auction drafts without bots. If you do an auction with the bot, Evan, what happens? Why is that data useless?
It makes no sense. The bot's bid way over the max on three dudes, and then the market gets totally messed up. And so everyone starts going, if you want to know what it is, you can compare, come into our Discord. I'll give you this information for free. We all love you. Compare my auction values with real humans to Yahoo's average auction values. Once you hit like player 22 overall in Yahoo, they all start going for way below projection because all of the bots have run out of their money.
Yeah. So it's not a representation of reality. And if you want to go to the Discord, go to footballabsurdity.com, try to miss all the ads. And then there's a link at the top that says Discord. You click on it and it'll get you your invite link. So I am going to start this episode off with a question. I have four sets of four players, and I would like you all to tell me which set you would prefer. The first set is Trevor Lawrence, Terry McLaurin, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Harold Fannin. T-Law, McLaurin, Gibbs, Fannin. Second group, Joe Burrow, Chris Olave, DeAndre Swift, or Brock Bowers. Burrow, Olave, Swift, Bowers.
You meant and Brock Bowers?
And Brock Bowers.
Okay, thank you. This is a very complicated question, so I appreciate the clarification.
Third group, Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, Malik Neighbors, and Tucker Kraft? Or the fourth group, Dak Prescott, Puka Nacua, Cam Scadaboo, and Travis Kelce? Which group would you prefer?
In order, first to worst, second group, fourth group, third group, first group. 2-4-3-1.
I'm going to be honest, you were going so quickly for me, I couldn't write it down.
Okay. Well, there's a point to this question, and those are all groups. Oh, Tony, which group do you prefer?
You know what? I don't really care about coming in sixth place. Give me the Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, Malik Neighbors, Tucker Kraft.
Perfect. Do you know what all those groups have in common?
Do they all go for the same total AAV?
That is correct. Those are all groups of $100 worth of player value per Evan's AAV calculator. So what you can, not calculator, data set. So what you can see is that by spending $100, you can spend it in vastly different ways. And basically what I did was I took top of market at each position. And I had to go second with Puka to make it work, though. So you can see how you can build a core around a elite spend at a position if you're careful about it and if you think it through, because that's half your budget spent right there on those guys. And I agree with Tony that when I put together the Allen, Henry, Neighbors, Kraft group, I was like, whoo, yeah. That's pretty sweet. That's pretty spicy.
Oh, so, I must have misheard. I must have heard something, because yeah, I want to change it. I had that second. Yeah, that's first.
That's yeah, first. Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, Malik Neighbors, Tucker Kraft. And that is the same spend as a Trevor Lawrence, Terry McLaurin, Jahmyr Gibbs, Harold Fannin group, which is outside of Gibbs, it's fine.
Right.
But you can see how you can spend the same amount of money different ways.
What was the Burrow one again?
Burrow, Olave, Swift, and Bowers.
See, that one's real interesting to me.
That was my original number one, so...
Really? Because if I would go too, I actually like the Dak Puka Scatabu Kelsey group. Because Kelsey is dog shit now, but he's gonna get 100.
That's my least favorite.
Yeah, Scatabu and Kelsey I can not have on my team or my bench.
I like Scatabu. I'm
paying attention.
That's right. I call that team $100, 100 IQ between Puka, Scatabu, Kelsey.
Yeah, no shit, right?
All right, so the theme of this episode is, like I said, AAV values and specific targets using the real data. So, Waleed, I will start with you. At his price point, who is your favorite quarterback to target? Maybe I won't start with Fleet.
Love him.
No, well, the problem with that question is I think, like, everyone from, like, I like the $5 or less guys this year. That's what I like targeting. So, like, I look at Caleb, Trevor Lawrence, Brock Purdy. Those are the guys that I really want the most this year because I feel like they have the same ceiling as everyone above them.
Okay.
Yeah, and what Lee's really tapping into here is – you can't target a single player. You have to target a single value. Here are some players. Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Caleb Williams, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence. All of those players have fallen into what Waleed said, the under $5 players in at least one draft that I've cataloged. So, but all of those players have gone for double digits. Or, well, close to that. Well, I'm fudging a little. Over $5 in other drafts. So, you got to target the range, not the value, and just have your tiers.
So, it sounds like, and Tony, I want you to chime in on this, too. Actually, before I say this, Tony, who are your favorite targets at what value, at value in auction drafts?
At quarterback?
Yeah.
To me... there's no sweeter combo than a $9 Jalen Hurts. I don't think it's even close.
I don't disagree with that.
He's got outside chance to finish top two, right? If Nick Sirianni can like stay out of the way and they can actually call the offense they want to call. I'm super in on that price for Hurts. The entire industry is undervaluing Jalen Hurts. They're basing it off last year.
Well, here's the thing, too. At his price, you're buying his last year's production. Like, that's what his price is right now. And historically, he's done that or better. So, like, I like buying guys before. I actually think Jalen Hurts is a great answer.
Oh, I see. You're looking at the 12-team auction data. Sorry, if I confuse you with my last answer, I was looking at the 10-team auction data.
Oh, you were looking at 10-team. I'm sorry.
Y'all must have just been like, what the heck? Now I have 12-team auction data open. Yeah, that
was thinking, I've never seen Joe Burrow go for...
I was like, they must have thought I was crazy. Like, okay, no problem.
No, that's my fault. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the 12-team auction. I forgot to mention that. I apologize. So my thoughts, I'm with Waleed on this one and kind of Tony. I'm kind of straddling because if I can get a Jalen Hurts at his cost, $9, I'm in. If he inflates past that, I'll let somebody else do that.
Sure.
Because then if he gets the $13-14, I'm going to let him go. Because Caleb, Trevor Lawrence, Dak, Purdy, Jared Goff. These are all guys that I trust to be inside my top 12 at quarterback. And you can get them cheap, cheap, cheap. So if I'm budgeting, if I budget for a $9 Jalen Hurts and that doesn't happen, I can go get a $5 Trevor Lawrence, a $5 Brock Purdy and budget that and move that $4 somewhere else.
And to amend what I'm saying for the listeners who may have been confused, looking at quarterbacks 3 through 10, all of them have gone below $10 at least 25% of the time.
Okay. Yeah. So you're looking at, you said quarterback 3, so Joe Burrow by AAV?
Yep.
Yeah. So you could get a Joe Burrow. If you're going in budgeting $9 at quarterback, you could walk away with an $8 Joe Burrow. Unlikely, but the odds are against it, but it does.
The odds are 1 in 4. I mean,
and you're 1 in 4, yeah.
Which... And really, those odds are incalculable. 1 in 4?
I think it's 50-50. Either you do or you don't.
That's true.
Every time.
That's
and true. What we're joking about is if you look at my auction values, I have... Oh, no. Can I get into a little quick statistical thing? I have the mode, which is the most common value. So we see how many times they've gone for... Well...
So it looks like you have a mode, and then you have a mode percentage. So the percentage of the time that it...
So I need to... Yeah, I should amend that. I'm sorry. Quarterback 5 through whatever goes for under 10 more times than anything else.
You so promised me a $10 Joe Burrow.
Jaden Daniels, yeah. Yeah, you lied to me, Evan.
Yeah, right. I did. I apologize. Yeah, I just flipped over a new spreadsheet and started just looking at like my massive columns of data, and my bad.
Yeah, so you can get your guy a la mode, folks. All right, least favorite quarterback value, and why is it Josh Allen at $31?
Yep.
Honestly, once I start doing public money leagues, Josh Allen's going to go for 25. Although this is a 12-man value, not a 10-man. So I think his price is a little lower there. He always goes for like $7 or $8 less than I expect him to. And then I always am just like, boy, I'm getting Josh Allen pretty cheap. So I don't believe this Josh Allen data. What I'm saying.
Ooh.
I know it's true, but like even the mock auctions, they don't like for some reason it feels like they're always less aggressive in the real drafts. And I think it's because the people who do mock auctions are by their very nature more into auction, so they become a little bit more aggressive.
We'll lead with the classic enemy of data, anecdotes.
100%.
And this ties in, my answer ties into why I've labeled my main auction theory this year Greasy Spoon, is I've noticed a way better dopamine rush if I look at everyone on my roster, all the starters, and I go, pretty good, pretty good, what, pretty good, pretty good, pretty good, versus if I go, wow, so good, the best, pretty good, yeah, I don't know, kind of good. And it's like when I go into a Greasy Spoon, and I know everything's going to be pretty good, whereas if I go into an IHOP, I'm like, wow, these pancakes are the best, they're so good. Huh, this bacon, meh, these potatoes, huh. Actually, maybe these pancakes weren't that great. I don't know. Yeah, that's just how I think about it. So I find if I don't spend on the onesies, as you've been saying, the quarterback and tight end, I can end up with a team where everyone on my roster, I'm like, yeah, I will mess with this guy. This rules. Feels a lot better than, yeah, I've got those two or three guys. And again, this goes against barbecue theory. My prevalent theory up until this year, where I'm like, no, I want everybody to be good rather than two or three of the best guys. And then by the end, I'm like, what? Okay. I guess I'll start this guy.
Huh. Anyone else want pancakes?
A little bit. I'm also really high.
So am I.
Did I lose you?
No, you're good. No, you got us.
You're doing good. You got us.
To put it a different way, check this out. Here's two different ways you can allocate $32. Josh Allen and Tank Bigsby. Okay. Sure, or Joe Burrow and Dave Montgomery. Both you're like, pretty good. Pretty good. Not the best, sure. Not the worst, but pretty good. Or you could do, let's see, Jaden Daniels and Cam Scataboo. Or Lamar Jackson, and I'm just going off of Evans. We'll say DeAndre Swift. That's $34, but whatever.
Okay, so really quick, you all heard the whole stupid food reference I did, right?
Yes.
My audio cut out, and I didn't hear anything. Okay, sorry.
Oh no, we were in awe.
That's why I was like, now I want pancakes.
Yeah.
Until I don't.
All right, so that's quarterback. Anything else to add about quarterback?
I have an AAV fade.
Okay.
I would not pay $1 for Bryce Young.
I would not pay $0 for
Bryce Young. But you would for Danny Dimes.
I mean, I would pay a dollar for Danny Dimes 1,000 times over Bryce Young.
So you would pay $1,000 for Daniel Jones before spending $1 on Bryce Young.
In 1,000 simulations, I spent $1 on Daniel Jones
before spending it on Bryce Young.
Correct.
Yeah, and I would like to point out that at quarterback, this isn't a position where you can really dig into the dollar guys. The exception being, if you're getting really nasty sicko with it, Malik Willis, Baker Mayfield are upside plays, but you really got to pair them with like a $2 or $3 guy. Because if you're going if you're putting your whole season into one of those two Florida quarterbacks, maybe go get Trevor Lawrence, do a whole Florida man strategy at quarterback.
And that's part of the reason we're doing this whole podcast series, is because if you look at the projections for ESPN or all caller seats, Yahoo or CBS or anyone else, they'll have like quarterback 13 listed for projected $1 bid. Why are you getting a backup quarterback for $1? They're worth $0.00 if they're not going to be top 12. What?
Yeah. Huh? So that's why you need to know what they're going to go for rather than what they're going to be worth. Because like Evan said, they're basically, if they're a dollar, they're worthless is what it is. Cool. by their estimations. All right, running backs, same questions. Who are your favorite AAV values at running back? And I'm going to start. Couple guys that I really enjoy. They're cheap guys. Jonathan Brooks, $4. That is a toolbox bench guy. $4 for an upside play. JCM, Bill, $5. And so I don't take everybody's guys. I'll just say one more. And a little bit more high-end kind of guy is I do like Travion Henderson for $11. That's the same as Bashaul Tutin. That's behind Bucky, Quinshon. I do like Travion Henderson for $11. So those are some AAV guys that I really enjoy at running back. Waleed, what about you? What are some running back guys that you really like at their specific cost?
Yeah, I'm usually if we're looking at starters, guys that I want in my top two, I really like DeAndre Swift at his price. I like I don't mind Cam Scadaboo, David Montgomery, Breece Hall. That's usually the tier. Even Josh Jacobs at 27, that's the tier I tend to be looking at for running backs, because I feel like, I mean, Tony, like said it in a previous episode, the DeAndre Swift, Kyle Manungai, Jonah Coleman, J.K. Dobbins, like I like that where one of those guys has a chance to vastly outperform the price.
So it sounds like you want a budget. Or you like spending about $50 on a couple running backs down line.
I tend to probably grab one guy from there, like in that Josh Jacobs, and then I'm grabbing like the Kyle Manung guys, Jonathan Brooks, the Blake Corums, the Tony Pollards, guys at this range as my second back.
Okay. Tony, some running back values you dislike at their AAV, or sorry, you like at their AAV. Sorry to switch that up on you. I saw the look on your face because I got it.
I am taking notes. So I'm looking at, like, so say I've spent my $9 on Jalen Hurts. I feel comfortable going with like a, because you just threw out the number, you just threw like $50.
Yeah.
I like the idea of paying 42 for on average for Derrick Henry, but then really zoning in on like two guys that I can get for under $10 that I believe are starters. Like if I want to get like, so my two favorites, I guess, would be Ramondre at six and Rico Dowdle at five. Those Love to it. Me seem to be two guys that, you know, I should be able to start as an RB2 every week. Like you said earlier, I don't want to steal everybody's thunder, but like if my RB room is Derrick Henry, Ramondre Stevenson, Rico Dowdle, and Chris Rodriguez, like I feel pretty good about that.
Mm-hmm. That's a well-executed hero RB auction. Cause you said what, Ramondre, Rico, and Chris Rodriguez?
Yeah.
So that's $13 or so for those three guys.
Right.
So, all right, Evan, your favorite running back values at AAV, the guys that you find yourself diving in on most frequently at running back.
So I look at the list and it's Jahmyr Gibbs at 74. Ooh. Down to, nope. Sorry. I'm just looking at the list and seeing what I see.
Okay. I was like, damn.
Down to James.
Evan's like huge sleeper. Jahmyr
Gibbs. None of these guys are values. None of these guys are values.
Ah.
Down to James Cook, RB5 at $56. I don't want any of those guys in that range because they're going to go for more because everyone's bidding them over projected. And if I bid for more than projected for these guys, I don't know. They're all projected to finish maybe RB1. Then I go to the guys who like, I'm like, you could finish RB1 and I don't mind finishing it to let you know where my mind is. James Cook goes for 56, RB5. Next, Ashton Dente, RB6, 49. A dip of $7. That's where I start to be like, I wouldn't mind spending a few bucks more, but I want a good offense. Las Vegas, get out. Then I look at Amarin Hampton, $47. Chase Brown, Cincinnati, $46. Kenneth Walker, Kansas City, $45. He did get injured today. Let's follow that. Don't check it out.
And Javon yesterday too, I feel like we should say.
Yeah, totally. But I don't.
What happened yesterday?
I don't. Genty.
Exploded Genty, and then came back together.
But I don't like Genty. I just listen to him because he's the next in a huge tier break of $7 over 10%. Over 10%. Kenneth Walker, Chase Brown, Amarin Hampton, Derrick Henry. These guys are going in their 40s, and I'm like, you could all finish like top three. Yeah, I might spend a few more bucks for you. If I spend, you know, $50 for you, well, not 50, but, you know, 45 for you, and you perform as a top three guy, the top three guys are all going for over 60, I like it. So Hampton, Chase Brown, Kenneth Walker, pending the injury, and Derrick Henry, that's my first tier. Then Kyren Williams, Josh Jacobs, Javonte Williams. I'm like, you're all going for less than 30. Like, or Kyren Williams at 30, you're on decent offenses, and you're the bell cow. Yeah, like you too. And then scrolling down, don't like any of these bustas. Tony Pollard, $4. You are going to be the most boring running back ever who gets over 1,000 yards, guaranteed. $4. Let me take that. J.K. Dobbins, $3. You're going to at least get me RB top 18 numbers the first few weeks until you do something really, 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 really stupid and injure yourself. Sorry, bro, but like, yeah, I'll take that. So there it is. Dobbins, Pollard, Javonte Williams, Josh Jacobs, Kyren Williams, Henry, Walker, Brown, Hampton, and Barkley. Those are the ones where I'm like, yeah, I like getting you for a few dollars more.
Okay, perfect. Did I go through everybody? Willie, did we go through your running backs?
We did.
Yeah, we did. Because I know you mentioned Josh Jacobs. For some reason, that stuck out in my mind.
Canceled,
yeah. Canceled Willie.
Forever.
All right. So, who are your least favorite running back values? Evan, I'm going to skip you because... You did a twofer answer. The top flight running back.
Good.
Those are the guys you're like
PT, so I appreciate it.
Honestly,
You're like, miss me with that.
That's the same. But my answer is the same as Evan. Those top five guys at their price, I'm not really spending that for them.
Okay.
Especially, what I really want to single out is the Bijan and Gibbs. I personally think spending more than $65 on a single player severely limits what you're able to do with the rest of your team. I don't like doing it. If I can get Bijan for $65 or Gibbs for $65, even though I don't like doing it, I will go that high for those because they have the chance to just absolutely win you your league. At the same time, I really think anything over 60 for a top two guy is bad process.
All right. And mine is $11 Bashal Tutin.
My man.
What about you, Tony? What do you think? What price points don't you like?
I think Jeremiah Love is probably $10 too expensive.
He is sitting at, let's see, where is he sitting 33. At? 33.
I think I see him as more in terms of fantasy output closer to this Scadabo Montgomery tier. And I see that it is a tier break, but like I'm looking at the other guys in that rough region. It's Kyren, Josh Jacobs, Javonte, Breece, Scat.
Yeah.
Like that to me is he should be lower. He's in that tier, but instead of being at the top of that tier, he should be closer to the bottom. And then also Chase Brown at $46 is just ridiculous.
Yeah, sorry. I know. TH Fantasy, a very anti-Chase Brown podcast. You guys would beat him with hammers if you could.
I'll tell you what. You know what? I don't think he's bad. I think we are expecting him to continue to run insanely hot on receiving touchdowns.
Yeah.
I was sailing with Jalen Hurts. Like that price is reflective of last year. And the question is how much of that is repeatable. I think it's easily, I think it's more likely that Hurts returns on investment more than Chase Brown does.
I like Chase Brown, but I love Chase Brown. Like that was my guy coming out. I think he's being priced at a ceiling and I don't like paying for players at their ceiling.
I see Walker, Achane, and Henry all with better runouts than Chase Brown. And I think they all perform better too.
Okay, perfect. So, all right. Sorry, I'm trying to draft. I'm drafting in Golf League right now. Ever heard of it?
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Did you like Mason that trade I made?
Yeah. Mason Taylor and Isaiah Davis. When in doubt, draft some Jets, baby.
Did you see the trade?
Touch the ball and do nothing with it.
But did we see that hilarious trade we made?
No, I did not.
Okay. I timed out and drafted. Okay, so Golf League, you want to score the least points possible. And I timed out, so of course I picked the top player, Bijan Robinson. Mm-hmm. And a few rounds later, another person timed out and picked Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs. And
he traded Jahmyr Gibbs for Jamal.
It wasn't me. It was his joke. This is not my joke. He proposed a trade. I'll trade Jahmyr Gibbs for Bijan Robinson. No, we were both going to drop them. And I'm like, dang, dude, you're funny. I like this. I will accept this trade. Like,
that's great. Speaking of trades, if we want to go outside today, y'all want to hear the worst trade you've ever heard, a trade offer you've ever heard in your entire life?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. It's a Devi League with Mike Valverde. Shout out, Mike. I trade Luther Burden on the come up, young wide receiver. I get Deshaun Watson.
Not even in a super flex.
What? That's actually, someone actually offered that. That's
I was gonna say it's the worst trade I've ever seen.
Yeah, I usually respond to shit like that with just, you could just spit in my face if you want.
Yeah. The funniest part is I think he lives on the East Coast because I woke up to two trade offers that had been previously revoked. The first one was, I give Jack Besh, I get Deshaun Watson. And then the second one was, I give Matthew Golden, I get Deshaun Watson.
Jack?
It's like, he's Besh. Like, he's like, I need to get more for Deshaun Watson.
You know, my initial thought to that trade offer is there needs to be a slur for fantasy football players.
Why not?
I want to use it. I want to use it right now.
Why not? Like, give me the Yinzer. The Yinzer of fantasy football players. Let's invent it.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. All right, let's talk wide receivers. So y'all know the question. Waleed, I'll start with you. Favorite value.
I think my favorite tier of wide receivers, like at the price point, is the like T. Higgins all the way down to just Ladd McConkey, Garrett Wilson, shit, like that $30 to $20 to even to $15 range. I just think there's a ton of value.
All right. Waleed has named, I believe, like 18 wide receivers?
No, I've named like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
27, 28. Like, honestly, I if I want to narrow it down, it's at T. Higgins to Garrett Wilson. That's like 8 guys.
Okay.
And it's a good value tier for what you're spending. Like, you can get a good ROI on that.
So I'll just read them off really quick then. So between $30 and $20, you're looking at T. Higgins, Chris Olave, Jalen Waddle, Zay Flowers, Emeka Egbuka, Malik Nabers, Teteroa McMillan, Ladd McConkey, Garrett Wilson. And I have to imagine now, wow, no, Evan's last five auctions for Malik Nabers, $25.
Yeah, he's
I'm
only
slamming
going
that price. Every day.
Yeah. He's got wide receiver one overall potential.
Yeah, I'm slamming that every day. That's right, with Jackson Dart, baby. I'm slamming that every day, $25 for Malik Nabers. And that is last five auctions. So that is since he has been back. There isn't any lagging data from when he was quote-unquote hurt when they lied to us. Evan, who are your favorite wide receiver values?
So there's this guy named George Pickens on Dallas who's going for an average of $37. I think that's a good value considering the wide receiver two behind him is going for $17 more.
Get him.
I love Devonta Smith for $32. That dude can get open, and A.J. Brown is gone. And so any argument that like, well, they'll just double team him, it's Devonta Smith. Come on, man. And then also, yeah, for my wide receiver two, I am kind of in the same. Oops, hold on. I got to hit Control Z. I just messed up a thing. All right. I like anywhere from Devonta Smith down to not Garrett Wilson, but one up, Ladd McConkey, for somewhere in the 20s. Don't care. Zay Flowers, I especially like. That offense is going to take a step up. That was a weird year last year, and it's being factored into his price, $26. Emeka Egbuka, $24. What? That dude's good. He was good without Mike Evans. And guess who's not here this year? Mike Evans. Malik Nabers, of course. The Steel McDeal. Scrolling down, I like me some Parker Washington for $9. Hey, I don't know who the wide receiver on one on Jacksonville is. Well, guess what? The quarterback threw for 4,000 yards last year. Maybe you don't need the wide receiver one. Maybe just get a guy for $9 who gets a lot of targets. That's about it. Yeah.
Okay. My answer is whatever wide receiver two I can get after the market cry.
There it is.
There it is.
I'm not even particular about it because even if I don't really like if I don't hate the guy, I'll be going after him. Like if it's Marvin Harrison, I guess I won't be getting him. And even then, if I'm paying $5 for Marvin Harrison, okay, you know, it's $6
to the price.
Yeah, the risk is built into the price. Exactly that. So we talked about the wide receiver market crash. Before I had a term for it, I was riding that wave a long time ago. Before Evan was like, you realize that this happens in literally every draft. I was like, I thought I was just lucky. So that's the kind of wave that I'm riding. Love the $25 Malik Nabers, and I'm using the updated value just so nobody can the last five auction values, and so nobody can be like, "Well, it's trailing because of the injuries." And also,
I just want to say
flowers.
I just want to say, a past Evan is always smarter than current Evan. Past Evan is the one who coded in somehow for this whole five spreadsheet list to spit out the last five drafts. If you asked me to recreate this, I would have no idea how I did this. Like, no idea. I would never be able to do it. Past Evan is always smarter than modern Evan.
Evan making the spreadsheet is alongside the technology to go to the moon. We lost it.
Definitely. Great. That's it.
All right. Tony, your wide receiver values.
I'm thinking about how to like pragmatically pair a couple guys that I like with what I've kind of already established as values, as if I was kind of drafting this as a team. So if I had Hurt, Stevenson, Dowdle, Derrick Henry, I would probably be eyeing like a $43 Nico Collins.
Mm.
I would rather, since I'm paying, like, I don't mind having two guys that would be considered, you know, second round picks, maybe top 12 to 18 guys with Henry and Nico, because I like both of their odds to be top five. But then I would probably try to pair that with one of those wide receiver twos in that crash. And the one that I like best at that price point is probably Ladd at $21.
That's a good one.
I also think Ladd is at the end of a tier, and I like him a lot more than Tet, who he's going for the same price as, so $21. And then really you just find that third guy that's cheap, right? Like Parker Washington for $9. Evan had already shouted out. DJ Moore for $9 isn't bad. He should be a volume hog. And then I would say, like, if I'm really talking about bench guys that I'd like to prioritize at their cost, I really like getting like a $3 Chris Godwin. At the risk of sounding too much like a best ball guy, Mekhi Lemon for $4 also fits a lot of the toolbox profile stuff that we were talking about earlier.
I will never stop drafting Mekhi Lemon. So
I just got to add one more player because he wasn't mentioned, and he's actually probably one of my favorite price points. Roma Dunze, $11.
Come on.
What?
I'm sorry. It has Roma to be Dunze? Said. It has to be said. It has to be said. That price is too fucking low.
A couple other guys.
History will prove me right. I remember like last year, Jeff was making fun of, it was like a couple of years ago, he kept making fun of me for having the Bears defense as a streamer. Because he's like, oh, the Bears fan. And it was like always a note, this guy's a Bears fan. And then like by the fourth week, it was like, look, I know he's a Bears fan, but he's been right every time.
But he's right, yeah. couple guys, toolbox guys. You've got Wandaddy for $2. There's your high floor player. You've got, Waleed said it perfectly, the risk is baked into the price. Michael Wilson. Maybe he doesn't repeat what he did last year, but he's $2. He's literally $1 more than any other player that you could add. That gets into opportunity cost, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're looking toolbox, like rookies, Arnell Tate, Jordan Tyson, $6, $4. Mekhi Lemon is, where's Mekhi Lemon? He's $4. Like getting that rookie at that price, like those first round rookie wide receivers, I always want to have one on my bench because, like, there's a pretty good chance one of them's going to hit for well above what you pay for them.
Perfect. Least favorite wide receivers. I'm gonna start with this is a comparison. So last five drafts. And actually, by standard value, Drake London going for more than Nico Collins and George Pickens. I understand Drake London is a great talent. Guess what? So is Nico Collins. So is George Pickens. Their offensive environment is better. Their situation is better. Their quarterback, whoever Drake London's quarterback might be, is better. I don't like Drake London going for more than Nico and George Pickens in this situation. I would put him behind them. I'm fine with him going same prices or I'm fine with him going like 30, 36, 35.
I mean, Drake London's only $2 more than Nico Collins.
Yeah, but Nico, I would spend up on Nico Collins. I would spend the Drake London money on Nico Collins and maybe a little bit more. I think he belongs closer to Justin Jefferson.
I agree.
I don't disagree with that, but I still have London and Nico in the same tier. I love Drake. I love Drake London. Basically, I'm saying you're wrong.
Yeah, another guy, CeeDee Lamb, $54. Evan called that out.
That I agree with. Yeah. I would like. Oh, sorry, it's not my turn yet.
Yeah, Waleed. Has never finished higher than wide receiver 7 with any real target competition on his team. CeeDee Lamb.
Correct.
So not a great bet this year.
Correct.
All right. Mine are the top 8 wide receivers. Jamar Chase at the highest at 66. Oh, you want to go for it? Go for it.
Oh, I was just going to say Chase, Puka, JSN, Amon-Ra, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, Drake London, and Nico Collins. And why, Evan?
Because they're just bid up over their projected because people want a top wide receiver. After Nico Collins at $43 AAV, George Pickens is next at $37 AAV. Ooh, I can work in several George Pickens onto my team and use only a third of my budget instead of spending $68. $65 on Jamar Chase. And then, A.J. Brown, yeah, yes, please. Rashee Rice, you can be my receiver 1. Devonta Smith, sure, if I'm having trouble. T. Higgins, all right, get in my receiver 2. All those guys, they cool off to 37, 37, 32, 32, 30, 28. Ooh, I can spend that money in other positions. You know, the wide receiver market is so deep and cools off so fast, I don't need to...
Sorry, my wife just wrote me a note about Spider-Man. it says, Spider-Man with everyone's favorite former drug addict, Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
That's Iron Man.
Yeah. I like overall players 16 through 30, overall players 1st through 15th. I like wide receivers 9 through 16 over wide receivers 1st through 8th in terms of dollars spent per what you're going to get from them.
Tony, your least favorite wide receivers at their value.
I'll make this brief. $14 Christian Watson.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on.
I'm on board with that.
Same price as Davante Adams.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
More expensive than J-Mo and Mike Evans.
That's Parker disgusting. Washington and a bunch of other dudes, yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, I won't have any Christian Watson. I don't like his price point this year.
I don't like his face.
Get him.
All right, let's do tight ends.
I don't think I actually said my guys though.
Waleed, the guys. Well, you like everybody. That's the problem.
I don't like everyone. Actually, I think JSN at $60 is the guy that I'm happy at that price point because you lost your offensive coordinator and paying top 3 for a guy who I don't know, I don't think the likelihood is there for him to finish in the top 3.
To be clear, Waleed's saying the guys he does not like.
Yeah.
Yes.
You said the guys you like, but you meant you like to not like. But you clearly, I got it. You meant the guys you like to not like. I get you. I speak Waleed.
You can save a dollar and go get Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I feel more comfortable with him at that price point.
Okay. Yes. All right, let's talk tight end. This one I think will be pretty quick. Waleed, your favorite tight end value? Just one guy.
Holston Loveland.
Holston Loveland at $23, of course. Least favorite value at tight end. Anybody that's not Colston Loveland.
Trey McBride.
Trey McBride at $32. Do you have Colston Loveland ranked ahead of Trey McBride? Is that why?
Yeah. Colston Loveland's my tight end 2 this year.
All right. Perfect. Evan, your favorite tight end value this year.
Well, I got something to say. I respect the younger generations, but you didn't believe me when I say you don't know how it used to be. Okay, right now, let's look at the top tier
of tight ends. Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, Colson Loveland, maybe Tyler Warren, maybe Tucker Kraft. Do you know, you do not realize what a wonderful age you live in, where there are five tight ends who could finish as number one. This has never happened before. Except for when, like, Travis Kelce broke out. Okay, one time. We have never had more than three or two tight ends. I grew up in the early 2000s in fantasy football. Okay? Where it was either you get Tony Gonzalez or please, sir, can I have some tight ends more that score more than 5 points a game? You have
this
the largest.
This is Antonio Gates erasure, first of all.
Yeah, that's yeah. what I was thinking.
Well, yeah. Antonio Gates was late 2000s.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, well, Tony Gonzalez was, had a long career.
It was mid. It was mid, actually. But I grew up when Tony Gonzalez or you get 4 points a game. You have no idea what a golden age you live in where there are five dudes who will guarantee you points. This has never happened before. Take advantage of it. Get one of these guys or flop into the blob.
All right.
My best value is Colson Loveland, and Wally took that, so I had to come up with something on the fly. But, like, seriously, like, this is amazing this year.
What's your least favorite value?
Anything under $2 for any tight end outside of the top five. It's in the Jeff blob. The Jeff defined. Jeff invented the blob where they're like, you can either take a top end tight end or you can just get into the blob where you're like, we're all going to get between 5 and 10 points this week, or maybe we'll score and get 12.
We're rolling in the muck in the blob.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Tony, your favorite value, is it also Colson Loveland, the Colson Love cast?
It is not. When we talk about our list of guys that we think could end up tight end one overall, the cheapest one is George Kittle at $3.
Yeah.
Yep.
George Kittle is a viable option.
Like, he should be going for double that. I understand that he's coming off an injury, but, like, George Kittle's on that same, like, Derrick Henry shit where, like, he's just going to play until he literally can't anymore. So
100%.
That's my value. I am super out on $4 Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, that was going to be mine.
I'm over it, man. I'm sick of waiting. Like, great. You got one of the worst offensive environments in the league, and they don't force the ball to you. Cool.
Oh, I think they're gonna force the ball to Kyle Pitts this year. I think your argument's totally valid, but I think Tua's going to force the ball to Kyle. Wait.
Tua ain't starting more than four games this year.
That's fair. I don't know. Kevin Stefanski offenses and how they use the tight end historically.
Yeah, I'm If I can't get one of those top five, I'm getting Kyle Pitts or I'm out.
I'm
grabbing Kittle.
To work back to Jeff's non-favorite value with wide receivers, if Penix plays 2/3 of the season, I mean, I think London hits his price. Because that's the only dude Penix throws to.
That's fair. And if London and Penix are there, then Kyle Pitts just falls off the face of the earth entirely.
Correct.
Because that was the whole case against Kyle Pitts' breakout last year. So, that's right. Your whole season is going to hinge on the Atlanta Falcons quarterback competition.
Have fun.
Welcome to hell.
Yeah, right? Not worth it.
All right. My favorite value. I want to build on George Kittle really quick because I'm all the way out on George Kittle in redraft because of the opportunity cost. And it's one of the differences between snake and redraft, right? I have to pick George Kittle in lieu of another player that I like more in that area with less risk. But with George Kittle, I can spend $3 on him, throw him at the bottom of my bench, go get me a Dallas Goedert who will play well till he gets hurt. Go get me a Dalton Schultz who's free. And who, you know, Kayshon Boutte just got traded there, but he's going to be the number two target. Go get me one of these solid guys while I wait for George Kittle to come back from his injury, and then we're good to go. That's one of the differences between snake and redraft, or sorry, snake and auction, is that I'll take the risk on George Kittle here because it's $3, man. That $3 spends the same no matter what. And I'm not picking George Kittle over another player. I'm spending those $3. So I like George Kittle in auction way more than I like him in snake drafts because of that. Guys that I like, give me an $8 Tucker Kraft. Evan was loving life talking about the five guys who could finish as the tight end one. Give me the guy that goes for half the cost of the guy ahead of him.
I'm going to be honest. That was actually going to be my answer, but you were so clearly trying to get me to say Colston Loveland that I just said that for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Tucker, sure, man.
$8.
We forced you to say Colston Loveland.
Look, Colston Loveland, I love Colston Loveland. I'm going to have a lot of shares. But, like, from a pure value standpoint, $8 Tucker Kraft is the best value, I think, at his price points.
Yeah, I think it's my favorite pick is the $8 Tucker Kraft. Hyper elite guy before he got hurt last year. Just bonkers elite. And it's bonkers elite that I think is sustainable because it was all built off of a low ADOT. So he's not going to have a high variance.
I think the best way for me to say it is I love Loveland, but I don't know that I think he's three times better than Tucker Kraft.
And that's a perfect way to put it, yeah. And then my least favorite value, Kyle Pitts, get on my face. I think that's it. Brock Bowers, Trey McBride. I'm really not spending up at tight end in an auction draft. It just doesn't feel right. I'll take a round three Trey McBride if he falls, but I'm not gonna like. And I'll take it looks like Min here $26. I'll take a $26 Trey McBride. Sure, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not taking a $32 Trey McBride though, or a second round Trey McBride. Not that's doing one that.
That's one of those things too. I feel like he just keeps falling further and further. Like in best ball, he started off like as a late second rounder. Now he's like going down almost at the back third of the third.
Yeah, like I've been snapped. I've been getting him in the third, like mid third, pretty easily.
And I feel a lot better for McBride's a guy. Like if his price is a little bit cheaper, like the path is there, and he's one of the best tight ends in football.
Yeah. It's one of those where I'm like, well, this wasn't my plan or my goal, but I guess this is where I'm going now.
Yeah, but when the value shows itself, you got to take it. But at his average value, I don't want it.
Yeah, I think that's the takeaway from this. With all this stuff that we're talking about, when the value shows itself, take it, and that's really important in auction drafts, I think.
Totally.
So, all righty. Any other guys at tight end?
No.
AJ
Barn. Chig. $1 Chig. Don't forget about Chig.
If you got super deep benches, just throw a dollar at Terrence Ferguson and see what happens.
There you go. That's right. I agree with that. Shane Gillis coded tight end. Go look at his Roto-World picture. It's very Shane Gillis coded. All right. He likes universal health care, but says slurs.
It's true.
All right.
So they really are grooming Gigsby. Higby's replacement.
All right, there we can't top that. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah. Good night. Always leave them laughing.